If you want to buy a fuel-efficient, environmentally friendly car in Florida, your options are limited. While vehicles that get as much as 50 miles per gallon with improved pollution controls are available in California and about a dozen states that have adopted clean car standards, they aren't available here, says Eric Draper, policy director of Audubon Florida. He adds that a recent poll commissioned by Audubon found that 71% of Florida voters believe the state should require manufacturers to sell cars that emit fewer greenhouse gases. Draper says the manufacturers are waiting on the legislature, and time is running out.
There are a number of cars that you can't buy here in Florida because we don't have the clean car standards. We feel the legislature is holding the clean car standards hostage and keeping Floridians from having the cars that they want.
Automakers say increasing pollution controls and fuel efficiency pumps up the price tag, and they don't think the market will bear additional cost. Draper says Floridians deserve a choice, and Governor Crist agrees, having signed an executive order 2 years ago to adopt clean car standards that was backed up by the Florida Environmental Regulation Commission. Draper says the clean car standards before the legislature would follow the governor's lead in providing savings for Floridians now and in the future.
People will be able to save money at the pump, but more importantly, it is going to save Florida's environment because we are very much at risk of sea level rise, more severe weather conditions, droughts, and the storms as a result of global warming.
Draper says there has long been a scientifically proven link between greenhouse gas emissions and the threat of climate change. But now the Environmental Protection Agency is expected to announce a finding that these emissions also cause health problems, like asthma and other respiratory ailments.
If we want to prevent the harm to ourselves, or we want to prevent the harm to the environment, then we should start right now reducing the greenhouse gases, reducing the carbon dioxide. And the easiest way to do it is to drive cleaner cars.
Gina Preston reporting for Public News Service.